This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, January 5th. Well, pretty rough day in the cattle space yesterday where we gapped lower on both live cattle and feeder cattle, extending those losses throughout the day, and front months in feeders closing down over $3. Live cattle almost as bad, but still down about $1, $1.50. So, the market's kind of buckling here. After an impressive run through late December, the markets have clearly run out of gas here. Now, I will say, on the deferred months in feeder cattle, even though we were still lower and still held the gaps lower, markets closed at the top end of the trading range. So it's not out of the question that if we're going to get a bounce here, you actually would have a one-day island bottom on these deferred feeder cattle futures. I don't know that you can read all that much into it, but it's worth noting that that's the kind of formation that could develop. But I do think that we have found at least a temporary high here. And, even if you do get a bounce, you'll probably come back, try to fill the gaps, maybe get into some trough levels. But we likely have found an intermediate term high, and we'll likely start working our way lower, at least for the next few weeks. Still concerned about the dryness in the southern plains. We're not going to be able to continue grazing down there like a normal winter. And if the rains don't come soon, I think you're going to start to see a lot of cattle moving into town. There's just nowhere else to take them. And, a lot of these cattle were ones that came off the drought pastures from the northern plains last year. And now we're looking at similar conditions that have developed across the southern and central plains. So that's the big concern. I think that's the one thing that could really just pull the rug out from under this market. There's a lot of reasons to want to be bullish cattle, largely because of a declining herd size. That makes sense. Your calf crop is declining. That's, you have just simply smaller numbers of cattle available. But if you start another round of herd liquidation, you suddenly have a wave of more cattle coming in to the feedlots and a lot more cow slaughter going on, just more beef production. And then, of course, you've got record high beef prices. What is the consumer going to do at the grocery level? And, of course, you certainly don't want a wave of supply coming in at the same time that demand starts to buckle. That's not a good combination. And that's what I'm afraid of. And we'll find out what that situation is here over the next few weeks, most likely. And certainly through the first quarter. I'm definitely in the camp that at some point this cattle market turns into a raging bull market, but we first need to have some rain, at least in Texas. And you need to get some rains across the northern plains as well. You need to have pasture, you need to have a hay crop, before you even start to think about herd rebuilding. So that's a ways down the road yet before you get into that full steam ahead bull market for cattle. In the meantime, Mother Nature has to give us some relief. And that's not coming, at least from, the near-term forecast is still calling for dry conditions. So we'll see where this goes. But I think given the price action from yesterday and even from Monday, starting out the year, we had an outside day lower in live cattle. You certainly got some confirmation of that yesterday, and I think we have found at least a temporary high. We're going to get more correction to the downside as we work our way through January at least, and then we'll kind of see where things are shaking out. Cash markets quiet so far this week, but the box beef was up slightly yesterday. Choice was up 79 cents at 267. Select was up 33 cents at 259. So the spread gained 46 cents. We're sitting at 759. Slaughter rates so far this week at 224,000 head. That compares to last week at 238,000 and last year at 230,000. The feeder cattle index down $3 at 162.35. So obviously this is coming out of a very light auction time period, so the numbers got skewed with the feeder cattle. A couple days ago, we were up over $5 in the moving average. Now we're down $3. I think as you get into some regular auctions now through this week, we'll start to see much more stable numbers as we get into next week for the feeder cattle index. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.